This weekend, the Seahawks playoff run continues against the Carolina Panthers. Carolina is known for having the best record in the NFL, but there's another story about the Panthers that's less often told. Last month, a New York Giants player accused some Panthers players of making homophobic slurs against him. The sports editor for The Nation, Dave Zirin, says the incident points to a bigger problem in the NFL.
Here's what happened. The New York Giants have an absolute star at wide receiver named Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham is a very flashy player. He dyes his hair. He's definitely all about that 21st century look. And what has often followed Odell Beckham when he goes plays against other teams is they use homophobic slurs to try to get under his skin, to mess up his play. Now, these types of slurs in other sports would gain immediate penalties from the refs, not so much in the NFL. In fact, I can't even think of a time in the NFL where a player got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty of any kind for saying anything homophobic. Now, as unacceptable as homophobia is in any form, the Panthers took it, by all reports, to another level. And towards the end of the game, Odell Beckham just loses it and launches himself helmet first at the primary culprit of the person leveling these slurs, Panthers cornerback Josh Norman, and hits him helmet to helmet, a brutal hit. Beckham should have been kicked out of the game at that point for that, no matter what was said to him. I mean, he really did put Norman's life in peril. But the refs, again, in a huge failure, did not kick Odell Beckham out, did not kick Josh Norman out. Afterwards, Beckham apologized. Afterwards, the Panthers denied saying homophobic things, even though they had a ton of evidence otherwise. So that's what took place there. Now, let me just do a quick coda of the story, and I'm sorry for going on so long, but this is the part that I think is really important. You mentioned before about the Panthers had the best record in the NFL at 15-1. Their one loss was the following week. And afterwards, several Panthers players said that they thought that Josh Norman lost his edge, quote-unquote, because of the way in which people criticized him for the homophobia from the week before. So, in other words, the Panthers players were actually valorizing his behavior the week before, saying he needed to get that kind of homophobic edge back, and basically criticized their only loss of the season on the fact that their mojo had been taken away because they dared to be criticized for behavior that is beyond egregious and beyond the pale. So that's who the Seattle Seahawks are up against this weekend.
And beyond that incident, what generally has been the NFL's attitude toward LGBTQ people?
Well, there's a huge gap between rhetoric and actual substance. Which is true, I think, in every men's sport, but the NFL really does take the cake. And it's so interesting to look at this from a progressive or activist perspective, because on the one hand, it's a sign of the times that there are no teams in the NFL saying, we don't want gay players here. Because I promise you, you go back, and I've done this research, you go back and when this topic was raised to NFL players as recently as the late 90s, players and coaches openly said, yeah, I wouldn't trust a gay guy in the locker room with me. So on the one hand, it's progress, but on the other hand, you still have the language of, and I've heard it and other sports writers hear it all the time, the language of homophobia, where being gay is equated with being weak and being on the outside. All of that is still very much a part of locker room culture, and I can't say with any confidence that one team is better than the other, speaking specifically about the Panthers. So I don't want to make it seem like they're some kind of outlier because I have no evidence to that effect. But certainly their actions in the case of Josh Norman were particularly egregious.
As opposed to what sport? How does this compare to the NBA, the basketball league?
Very, very poorly. Let me explain why. Like in the NBA, you have institutional opposition to homophobia in a way that you don't in the NFL. For example, if you drop a gay slur and it's reported by a referee, you get fined. You get fined. I mean, that's a very different kind of reaction than the NFL, where after, for example, the Josh Norman or Odell Beckham incident, nothing.
Why doesn't the NFL go after anti-gay slurs?
I think because homophobia is baked so deeply into the cake of football in a way that it's not in other sports. And maybe that's the violence, maybe that's the toxic masculinity, maybe it goes back to Teddy Roosevelt defining people who didn't play tackle football 100 years ago as quote-unquote sissies. But it's baked into the cake, and it's very difficult to unbake a cake once it's been through the oven.
Well, the NFL has this initiative called You Can Play, where they bring players to LGBTQ youth groups. What do you want to see the NFL do?
I want to see them put their money where their mouth is, really. I mean, the New York Giants are the first team to openly ally with You Can Play. And the league and refs should absolutely take note of homophobic slurs. I mean, it's this idea of really recognizing that, you know, for better or worse, young people do watch this stuff. For better or worse, a lot of people, young and old, take their cultural cues from the National Football League. And if the league feels like it really is this kind of thought leader, as it often talks about being, then it needs to take this issue seriously. Otherwise, they look, frankly, completely full of it.
Now, let's bring this to Seattle, Dave. This town is known for welcoming gay, queer, and transgender people. We're also really into the NFL right now. What do you want a Seattleite to think about as they give the NFL their eyeballs and their money for tickets for 12-man jerseys?
What I would really like to see, if you're asking what I'd like to see fans do, is if you're like at a party, a viewing party or something, you know, tell everybody about Carolina and what they did. Tell everybody that Seattle should be a team that openly stands against it. You know, write letters to, you know, the team and to the local press and to the radio station asking players on the Seattle Seahawks to openly stand up against homophobia and say it has no place in the National Football League. Don't maintain the code of silence that does exist, because this is one of those situations where to be silent in the face of the kinds of things that the Panthers and other teams do, I mean, is a form of acceptance.
If we invite Seahawks players to speak up and a player doesn't want to play with a gay player, you want to hear that too?
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of the problem with the current climate, is that the league is putting forward this fiction that they're gay-friendly, while letting all this stuff happen underneath. And the only reason we even know what happened in the Panthers-Giants story is because Odell Beckham issued that vicious hit to Josh Norman in response. If he hadn't, it just would have been, whoa, that was a really rough game. And so for players to speak openly about it, I mean, I really do believe is a form of clearing the air and just being honest about where people stand. And I also think if players were more open even about their homophobia, you would hear other players stand up and say, well, wait a minute, I'm gay, or my brother's gay, or my sister's gay, or my friend is gay, and I don't want you saying that.
That is Dave Zirin, the sports editor for The Nation, essentially calling on you, if you're a Seahawks fan, to not just cheer on Sunday, but to tell the people you're watching with how anti-gay the Carolina Panthers have been, and tell the Seahawks to have their players talk about this issue no matter where they stand on it. I wonder, do you want your football mixed with activism that way, or is Sunday just a time to kick back and just enjoy a game? So let us know on Facebook, KUOW Public Radio, or on Twitter, at KUOW. We've done our part here at KUOW. We asked the Seahawks to talk about this question, about people being different, being gay, being anti-gay, and so far they've declined our invitation.